Welcome to Sports Med Res's This Week in Review podcast, where we highlight the recent news in sports medicine research. This past week's most popular post on sportsmedres.org discussed a meta-analysis that found that the functional movement screen fails to predict who is at risk for injury. Unfortunately, the current research is low quality. The authors of this study discovered that functional movement screen provided good specificity, relatively poor sensitivity, and poor diagnostic accuracy for injury prediction. The authors noted an inconsistency between studies in injury diagnosis or definition, as well as statistical analyses. Injury definition ranged from an injury where an athlete had to seek medical attention to an injury where an athlete was removed from activity for 3 weeks or more. It's also unclear which cut point is appropriate with functional movement screen because authors used various cut points. Obviously, there's a need for more research that uses standard definitions and cut points, but you would hope that a screening tool would have a higher sensitivity when trying to identify individuals at risk for an injury. Clinically, it does not appear that the functional movement screen has value as a predictive tool for injury. At least for now, we should continue to focus on deploying injury prevention programs for all physically active individuals. I think in recent years, we've seen that the functional movement screen has gotten more popular and more adapted into athletic training and in sports medicine in general. I think one of the key take-homes from this message was not whether or not it predicted future injuries, but the fact that the data that we have so far from the existing literature really isn't strong enough and it's not consistent enough to warrant a meta-analysis at this point. Because of the limited data that the authors found, I think it's important that the authors did this systematic review to help remind clinicians and researchers that we have this functional screening tool that still needs to have a lot of research done to ensure whether or not it's really appropriate for us to be using it. Despite the limited data that we have, it does appear that the screening tool may not be effective. But if you've been using the functional movement screen and you feel that it's working well in your hands, in your clinic, in your setting, then it may be worth beginning to record the functional movement screen when you do it at the preseason and then keep track of when who gets hurt and who doesn't. Then, using that data, you could potentially offer insight into particular populations or clinical settings where the functional movement screen may work. Furthermore, if you've found that there's ways of modifying the functional movement screen to make it more effective, then that can be valuable. I think there's a lot of thought that evidence-based medicine needs to come from the researchers to the clinicians, but we can't lose sight of the fact that the clinicians who are deploying things like the functional movement screen can really give us insight and often can offer us very important data and publications to help guide the use of these types of instruments. I think until we do this type of research, it's important for us to recognize that we still need have a lot to learn about the functional movement screen. Furthermore, I think that despite the fact that the functional movement screen, at least in this study, seems to not be performing well, I think what we need to do in response is to continue to promote injury prevention programs for all of our physically active individuals. And we know that there are a good number of injury prevention programs that can be incorporated into a team's warm-up that can take 15 to 20 minutes, and just a handful of exercises can really have a powerful impact, particularly if a coach can manage to promote adherence among his team. So while we wait to see if screening tools can help us identify who's at risk to perhaps get extra attention, at least for now, we should be providing all of our athletes with injury prevention programs, particularly if you consider how easily they can be incorporated into a practice. In the past week, we also had one other post on sportsmedres.org. That's res.org. This post described a study that reported that athletes that report a previous injury at preseason examination also reported lower physical capabilities related to the knee or upper extremity before the competitive season. Patient-reported joint-specific perceived capability assessments might supplement our preseason physical examination and aid and return-to-play decisions following an injury. Don't forget that we also share extra material on social media. For example, this past week, our social media posts included a news article that described the study that found that overall rate of anterior cruciate ligament injuries among high school athletes are more common among females participating in basketball, soccer, and lacrosse. If you're an athletic trainer who's looking for an evidence-based and practice CEU, then please check out our 4 online courses available through Human Kinetics website. Remember, you can always follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Google+, or LinkedIn. We'll be back next week with more sports medicine research. Until then, have a fun one.